So welcome everyone. Breakfast was okay? Yes? And you know, since you arrived, the sun came out. So thank you. It's all your good energy is bringing the sun. So we hope it lasts for today and next day and next day and next day. So keep smiling and we will have sun. So we have 20 minutes now together every day to do a kind of a creative reflection. So you will get a lot of input over the next few days, but you also need to digest that input. And so this, you know, the speciality of this soul for the last 40 years is working with engagement strategies and learning. So I work as an organizational development consultant. And how do we translate what we're learning into output? How do we integrate learning? So we just do short and sweet creative reflection exercises for you to digest. So you can take home a fully digested meal. I think still there will be, you know, digestion happening afterwards. But so today, and then we'll do some announcements so you know what the day has, and you know where to be at what time for the day. So okay, 20 minutes. That's why we start at 9:40 to have this time. So I'll invite us all to begin. Sujata, who was here with Sujata for exercise? Wasn't that special? She's quite remarkable, actually, yeah. So she had us do the namaste, and I'm going to invite all of you to do the namaste pose. So you know what this means, right? In India, very common, they do namaste as a way of greeting. And it means the highest in me bows to the highest in you. So it's very respectful, right? And bowing in many cultures, I think Asia in particular, in Middle East, do we bow? Not so much, but Asia more. Bowing is very common, right? Sign of respect. I noticed at the meditation center where I live in Canada, during COVID time, we couldn't really touch each other. And suddenly we all started doing this. It just seemed automatic somehow. And none of us are Indian, you know, culturally, but we all just started doing this and we've continued. Somehow it feels right. So I'm going to invite you to do this. We're going to do it three times, but the first time I would like you to hold this posture and just be aware that you've got two hands. Let's just say this is the right side of you and the left side of you. Bring them together, left, right brain together. Thumbs on heart. And fingers are pointing upwards to the highest, to the living truth. And I would like you just to bow to yourself. Bow to the highest part of you. And now again, with thumbs on heart, can you bow to the highest energy, to the supreme being, to God? So bow. And now to the people beside you, a sweet namaste, a bow to each, and turn around to the people behind you. Bow, namaste, the highest in me bows to the highest in you. Very nice. So we say Om Shanti here, but if we had no words. So now for the reflection though, I'm going to invite you to take a moment to think about your intention for being here. Yesterday in our joyful noise of the dining room, it was difficult to hear. But one of the questions was your reason for coming to this retreat, I would like you to take a moment and just make it very clear in your mind, what is your intention this week for yourself? Why are you here? What do you hope will be benefit for you from this week? You can bring clearly in your mind and you can write in your notebook. Okay, so just take 1 minute and make that very clear for yourself, either in your mind or also writing. Very clear. And this should be on an early page in your notebook so you can look back at the end of the week. So just write down, what is your intention for yourself? Why have you come all this way, made all this effort to get here? There is something, a deep and pure desire of the soul. What is that that you have for yourself? Write it down. Yeah, clear. Okay. Clear. Okay, another 30 seconds to write. Make it clear for yourself. Okay, sometimes we begin with many words. I would like you to look at what you've written, and I would like you to summarize in 3 words. What's your intention for yourself? That will make it easier to remember all week. 3 words. What is your intention for yourself? Yeah, I think write it down also. Yeah. 3 words. Essence. Okay, we'll accept 6. You're a good negotiator. It just has to be easy to remember, right? Yeah, fine. A sentence is very nice. So it's like an affirmation, but it's okay. So you know why we're doing this, right? You know that when you are clear, when you have checked your heart, and you know a pure intention, when that is clear, what happens? There is so much power in a pure intention that you have already unleashed the energy to make that happen. Yes? You've activated the will of the soul first. That's one part of the equation. But in doing that, you've also opened the energy pathways for this to come to you. You've become a bit of a magnet. It will come. Your pure intention is the magnet. You may not always recognize how it's coming, but everything that happens this week will be to support that pure intention. Might come in funny packages. You don't always know how the gift will come, but it will come. Yeah. Okay, so everyone have 3 or 5 words. So now I am going to say 1, 2, 3. And on the count of 3, we are going to say quietly, but aloud. We are going to say our pure intention for ourselves. Okay? So this is not for anyone else to hear except my own ears. So I can say it quietly, but we will all say it at the same time. Why? Because when a thought goes into the body and comes out practically, it adds power. So when you say it, there's more power. Okay? But we're not having a conversation. We're just saying it. Clear? So I will move the mic so you don't hear mine over yours. So here we go. Ready? You're just going to say your words aloud, but not loud, just quiet. Okay? So here we go. 1, 2, 3. Did you hear yourself? No. Okay, one more time. 1, 2, 3. Okay. Now to end this reflection, I'm going to invite you to take the one hand we used for namaste earlier. And I would like you to imagine that this one hand, your right hand, is your pure intention. Very powerful, very clear, upright, dignified. Okay? This other hand now is everything it took to get you here. Everything in your life, including your own determination and good planning and careful relationship skills, everything it took to get you here, plus everything that is going to happen in the next week here. All of the people here who are here only to support you to achieve this intention, including God. So this other hand represents all the supports that are coming to help you reach your realization. I would like you to bring these two hands together very, very slowly and with a lot of mindful attention. Here is my intention, and here is all the support that is coming to help me achieve my intention. And when the two hands meet, before they touch, just feel the energy between the two hands. And then slowly every finger and your thumbs meet gently, lovingly, your pure intention and all the support to realize it, and then press them together with such firm determination. Bring your thumbs to your heart. Close your eyes and give this beautiful meeting of your intention with life to God. So turn your head upwards. And release. Release your hands. You need not control or push or force anything. This will now come to you. Om Shanti. Okay? Lovely, no? Nice start. Okay.